The Dumbfellas Podcast was recorded live at the Brown Bear Pub at 104 Harrison Avenue in West Orange, New Jersey. Our theme song is Root Beer Station, used with permission by the band Dancer. For more information on them, just go to www.dancer.bandcamp.com. For more information on the Dumbfellas, just go to facebook.com/dumbfellas. The Dumbfellas, and it's me, Natty Bumpercar. I'm going to be your host today. I apologize for that, but I'm so glad that you're listening.
Kevin.
Because I miss you, and I miss Kevin Garifo. Joe, not as much, but Kevin, I feel like, is the little light that makes us shine. So, Kevin Garifo, wherever you are,
we know
rest
where
in
he
peace.
Is.
Yeah, he's clearly at a bar.
Kevin's busy taking a kicker in the third round of his fantasy draft.
What does that mean?
He's messing up bad.
Are we supposed to be doing football? At one point, you said you wanted to be doing football, KP Burke.
Exactly. Once the season gets going, what we're going to do is we're going to take our picks. Everybody's going to have their pick, and then we'll see who gets, at the end of the year, there'll be a big prize, which is you don't have to do the podcast anymore.
I love that idea. I'm going to pick any team from Georgia to rip my heart out. How about that? Does that work out?
Well, it's going to be interesting because the Falcons are supposed to be good this year, bud.
So are the Bulldogs. That's all I care about.
UGA. UGA.
All the way. Who else do we have? KP, right to your side there is what evidently is a beautiful new co-host.
Thank you.
What?
You forgot the one between us.
What, Mackie?
No.
Jackie
Byrne.
Jackie Byrne. Oh, Jackie.
Hey.
I would never forget Jackie Byrne.
You couldn't.
You know what I'd...
How could you?
Jackie, on the last episode, we talked about people in the comedy community disrespecting you, and I feel like Big Rich from Jersey just did that, and I don't appreciate that.
No.
And we made a pact that we would stand up for you. I'm standing up for you right
Thank
now.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to keep sitting down, but, you know... So Jackie Byrne, welcome back to the podcast.
Hi, guys. Thank you again for having me.
You're a regular
now.
It's
so much fun. I know I'm a regular now.
You're irregular?
No,
is that with all the pork
rinds? No, not
a
regular.
I didn't want to hear
Please.
About it if
Where's
you were.
Where's the low-hanging fruit button?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you see
I'm
here,
a dumb fella.
The thing is that
this is so exciting.
Nice. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Dumb Fellas. No, you're...
And I'm here.
I don't think you said anything. He cut you off and then I chided him. So he was well represented, I feel like.
No.
Rich
so
would never
Hi guy, hi guy everybody, it's Rich.
No, come on, don't be
no,
like that,
come on.
Rich.
No.
Don't be like a little tortoise with
and
your
where,
head. In
and
the
tell
show.
Everybody where you are, Natty. Tell them where you are so they can be even more jealous.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am in the woods in an undisclosed location on old Big Rich from Jersey McDonald's farm here.
This is weird too, though, Natty. Is it not? Because like I think the food's been great. We're having a good time. We're doing two shows. I mean, this is a good time here. And you guys are always telling me how shitty of a host Rich is.
Oh my
no,
God!
I'm just talking about comedy shows.
Oh,
like
man.
You know.
Ooh,
whoa.
Low
and,
blow.
And the only reason I mean that is because the best host in all of New Jersey is here, ladies and gentlemen,
GP.
Donna V. What?
no, Donna is a great host.
She's phenomenal.
I love her.
But I can't remember who gave that. Sean Morton gave her that
Sean
title
Morton, right
recently.
After she booked him for shows.
Oh no. Jackie Byrne is cut off from the. She is backed away from the
I'm
microphone.
Not saying, no,
we're safe here, guys.
I,
this isn't wheelchair accessible.
I do love Donna V, and I think she deserves everything that she gets. So let me just say that because I'm a big fan of hers.
I'm a bigger fan,
she's
and
a
I
sweet girl
I think
and a hard worker.
She's amazing
beautiful.
At everything
I love
she does.
Her, and she cuts my hair wonderfully.
Does she really?
Yes, you bet she does. I see her on Wednesday.
Oh my goodness!
Salon
right.
gossip.
So Jackie really likes the girl who holds scissors right near her throat.
Jackie doesn't have hair
Unbiased
in her throat.
Opinion.
Are you guys picturing Jackie doing time while she's got like the big curlers in and stuff like that at the Salon Gossip open mic?
Where are
doing
my
like a little crowd work,
Jersey
right?
Yeah, where are my Jersey girls
where
at?
My Jersey girls
that girl
at?
Gets her makeup where I do. Oh, shut up.
Come and see him. My next haircut appointment. That's all.
Hey, Mama. You're looking good today, Mama. Look at you, Mama.
I know. You told me I mama'd a lot on Wednesday. I'm sorry.
You mama'd so much.
I know.
Much.
I don't know. I don't know what the reason for that was.
Because it was 90 degrees.
It was so hot. I felt the sweat. I like, notice. I felt my face
it was warm.
Just falling off me.
I was at that show, and it was a blast.
So Natty was also at the show.
We had a great time.
Had a great time. But let's see here. What do we want to talk about, guys?
I actually asked you guys to do homework for the podcast.
Which is great. I really like it.
I'm good at homework, but you know what? School hasn't started yet, so I didn't do my homework.
But
I'm
last
so
week
sorry.
Was the end of the summer. This is. I'll tell you what. Here's what I'll do. I'll say what the homework was, but first we do have to announce real quickly. I don't know if she wants to be a part of it at all, but I can't wait to see the judgmental looks we get from one Danny McDonald, who is here with us on the podcast right now.
On the fifth microphone, but has said she will not be speaking, but may be laughing. And I said, I highly doubt it.
That's how Rich likes her. You know what I mean? Just like
no words, occasionally laugh.
I'm married too. I understand.
That was on my eHarmony profile. Do you not like to talk, but occasionally laugh?
Are you the funniest one in my house? Like,
Danny's laughing at that like it's a little bit too true.
No.
Rich, your
Danny
eHarmony profile is interesting.
Page, that's why.
I feel like Rich's eHarmony thing would be interesting, like in the bio. What did he say in the bio, Danny? Do you want to say anything about that? Or?
Oh, yeah. I'd love to know,
Wait,
too.
Is that how you guys... I honestly do not know.
Was it eHarmony?
No.
Tinder?
Was it online dating?
God, no.
Farmers only, Big Rich?
Yeah, old
McDonald's. Doing a little crowd work, dumb fellas? Right? Come on.
Old McDonald's.
I can see chickens from where we're sitting, and that's a true story. Over that way, not
Oh,
here.
I was saying.
No, that's where they met. Farmers only. Bit. That's why we're here.
So Rich's profile said, I bet the bio was just like, I just need one word, and I can go from there.
I just want to know if it said Big Rich from New Jersey as your actual name, because I would actually be pissed if it didn't.
Oof. BRFJ?
Ricardo Dave, Grande? You remember?
I do remember.
Oh.
What'd it say?
Well, tell me more. Tell me more.
I don't know. Danny's
was
blushing, so I feel like it might be
was it
suspect,
love at first sight?
Which I'm fine with.
Gay for pay 78. Message you.
Gay for pay 78. Message you.
With the message. That
I did
sent.
Not get as much as
I sent a too. Sweet message.
You did. You did send
was
a sweet
Was it just
message.
A picture of me doing that smirk?
Exactly. With the
one eyebrow.
With the happy birthday one that you always send people.
Wait, that's really what did he send you that?
Exactly.
Danny,
I
was like,
I
poor
have
girl.
To, I have to date this guy.
He said you might be the one.
Oh my gosh.
Who reached out to who first? I don't know, how does it work on that platform?
Yeah, well, we met on Match, and you can reach out to either one first.
Oh,
you
okay.
You look at profiles.
So who made the first move?
It was May, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was May. I wrote to her, kind of said, listen... it's not like I do tyrannies a lot, but I have headlined it. I'm no longer used as a host there, but
I think you're an excellent host based on today.
Hey, yo.
Rich is a great host.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But I reached out to her, and it took her like 8 days to get back to me, so I had moved on.
Wow.
Danny, really?
Right?
You play hard to get.
Hard to get.
Rich had cycled through several relationships at that
six
point.
Other first dates later.
Yeah, right.
Meanwhile, while I'm moving into the spare room.
In those 6 days, we're crying out loud.
Wow.
Can't play hard to get.
And then she writes me back, oh, you know, what you said was sweet. And I'm like, oh. She goes, sorry it took so long. Last week was my birthday.
I had to celebrate a whole week. Yeah,
that should have been your celebration. No. That's the great indicator of who was coming around the corner. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Well, plus,
oh, you're so beautiful.
You don't want to go on a first date during your birthday week. For
absolutely
that person
not. Way too much pressure.
Yes.
What if they fuck it up?
They're going to mess your birthday up.
Exactly. That's where I'm
so
at.
I was like, I'm going to celebrate
that, right?
And then get back.
Yeah. And also, that puts undue pressure on the person who you're going out on a first date with, because you're going to sit there, and in the conversation is going to come up, oh, it's my birthday. And they're going to be like, am I supposed to get this person something?
Of course.
Like, but you're not, because you're on a first date,
Big Rich
right?
would have.
I would have gave her something.
There you go. Yeah, exactly.
And his birthday suit. Well.
You know it.
Wow. I had no idea about any of that.
That's awesome.
So,
what it is.
I was wondering, and KP, I'm going to throw this to you first. So speaking of dating, speaking of crushes, when you were growing up, and you can play this any way you want to, did you have any crushes, like celebrity crushes specifically? I don't want to hear about Joanne.
No, we don't have to talk about her name came up
Mary
on another
Jane
podcast.
Rotten
crotch. Nah, there was lots of them. I still have crushes on those girls, too. They're just like all moms now and stuff.
I feel like they come to your shows, though.
They do. I do have ex-girlfriends. They're very cool, though. I'm friends with all,
cool.
I'm friends with all my exes except for the one.
Right.
who she'll figure it out one day. But, no,
you know she's listening.
Yeah, probably. Everyone, I hope you listen to Dumbfellas every week so you can help solve my murder.
nice catch.
But what I do, I did think about this because this is the homework that we assigned everybody, is we're talking about our celebrity crushes when we were young. Mm-hmm. Okay? So Danny and Jackie, you guys are here to fiercely and harshly judge us pigs of men.
Oh, I will.
Okay. Now, my mom, I remember, I have this memory. My dad tells the story because it's hilarious. My mom was a stay-at-home mom. She wanted to be a stay-at-home mom for me and my sister. And I remember one time my dad was telling a story that he goes, oh, yeah, and Santa didn't realize, because my mom would do work out at the house, right? She couldn't go to a gym. She'd work out in the living room. And she was bragging to her friends about how well-behaved Kevin is. That's my real name. Because as a little kid, I would just sit there and stare at the TV while she worked out to the Elle McPherson swimsuit edition workout tapes. So my obsession with Elle McPherson has gone on my...
I thought he was
going to
say Jane Fonda.
I've never... No.
The firm. I remember Who's the
not,
firm back
She's
in
not
the
an
90s.
Ugly woman. Jane Fonda's not ugly. She's a terrible person. I mean, every urinal at every VFW is her face. I think you guys know that.
But it was great. KP would just watch, you know, the video as his mother worked out. He'd go up to his bedroom, sit quietly for 8 to 9 minutes.
This is
a nap.
This is a pre-sexual age too, where I didn't understand what was happening at the time. But my obsession with Elle McPherson, I'm going to be 31 by the time this podcast comes out. I will have never experienced a day in my 31 years on this earth where I wasn't attracted to her. She's still
gorgeous.
She's pushing 60 right now.
Is she? No, is she really?
I'm pretty sure she's pushing 60.
Oh, man, she's hot.
But she's a stunner. That's my all-time number one. The other ones that were up there was...
That's a good number one.
My obsession, as a kid, right, you go through levels for the smut that you look at, right? As a kid...
Natty just nodded yes.
What might as well...
Natty doesn't.
I'll put it for what I like in fashion and looks. The movie Clueless might as well have been Triple X for me.
Oh, keep going. I'm having my own moment over here. I might keep talking about
two that. Of my top five are in that movie. Alicia Silverstone, right, absolutely destroys my world. Okay, sure. And Stacey Dash.
Yeah, Stacey Dash is gorgeous too. Alicia Silverstone now is single. You know that, right?
Is she really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, so is KP.
Yeah, I know.
Wait a
minute. We're going to make a match.
Wait a minute. Plenty of room. She has her own place.
Match she that. Is. What a great heist that would be if I finally... It'd be the first woman that didn't need me to buy her a house.
That's KP's career
I just want
going.
That closet. He's Remember that computerized closet that she had in the movie? It, like, matched her outfits for her. Oh, my God. I watched that movie.
Well, the
so
other redhead in that movie was also very... She does not make the top of the list here, but the redhead was very attractive, too. Not Brittany Murphy,
Amber,
the other.
You mean.
The one they all hated.
Yeah. You look like a farmer in those clothes.
How much of your life is based off of that?
Clueless?
Yeah.
That was, like, every 90s kid's, like, sleepover movie. Like, at every sleepover, it was that and The Craft. And, like, that's what you watched.
Wait, The Craft is about
The
witchcraft?
Craft is a scary
boy.
Movie, The Witchcraft.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, no.
What did she just said that.
Do you know what Jackie Byrne just did?
No, what?
What'd I do?
Robin Tooney from The Craft.
Yeah, she's cute, too.
That was my... That she's on the list.
I just set you up, though.
You are
list.
Baffling
Come
me
on.
Right now here. The, And then I would say probably the last one, because it's tough, because Kylie Minogue was up there.
Oh, she's cute, too.
And then I had... I don't have a Famke Janssen thing. I have a Xenia on a top and GoldenEye thing.
I get that.
Okay. That sex scene, I remember uncomfortably watching that with my godmother and just being like, I'm like, I feel like I have to pee, but I don't think it's like, you know what I mean? I didn't know what I was doing.
There's a party in my pants, you know.
But the last one, this one's the classy one that I think I could probably wind up with because she's not doing well, guys. Fiona Apple.
Mm. Fiona Apple, really?
I was, I remember being the criminal video. Like so when criminal. I lived in Dubai, you can't access certain websites on the internet in Dubai. They have blockers up. But you can access Fiona Apple Criminal on YouTube, and you can just keep repeating it.
I didn't realize that you lived in Dubai, first off, but that's...
I would live there for about 4 or 5 months.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
I listened to my
Because you listened to his... Okay, well, I try not
friend.
To. Yeah.
So let me follow up on a couple things KP just said there. Now, you love Alicia Silverstone.
Yes.
In Clueless. By the time she reaches Batgirl, do you hate her face?
No. Now, that movie was intense for a couple of reasons. One, Alicia Silverstone shows up as a schoolgirl in the early part of that. Then she's Batgirl later on in the movie. And then also, Uma Thurman with red hair changed my world.
Wait, was she Poison Ivy?
She was Poison Ivy. I was okay. prepared to die during... I remember seeing it with my buddy Michael Lewis on my birthday in third grade. We went and saw that movie. I was a different person walking out of that theater. I'll put it that way.
I became a man. That was your bar mitzvah right there.
But
good for you.
He hasn't changed since.
Well, I'm loyal. Sorry, guys. I'm very loyal to the women I'm attracted to.
I feel like those. That's actually a pretty, like, impressive roster of females.
I don't think I have a type. I think I when I see what I like, though, I know it immediately.
Oh.
I know what I like. I take it.
Hear it out there?
Oh, no.
Wow. I see what I like. I go right for it.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
That's what he said to me my first date.
That was the message I sent Annie. I was like, I know what I like.
Oh,
come to my house.
Very caveman.
Hilarious.
Here's what I'll say, because I guessed today, as I knew we were going to talk about this later. For KP, I thought you were going to say, who's it?
Christina Aguilera.
If I had to pick between her and Spears, I'm going Aguilera.
So I'm not surprised by that.
No, that makes sense.
That actually makes sense.
You see, I'm a Spears girl.
You're a Spears. I knew that too. I could have. And what are you? You might be Mandy Moore, Jessica Simpson.
Ooh,
wow!
Off the beaten bumper path.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have any of that. I mean, none of those.
None of them.
Those all post.
No. Those are the four.
Okay.
You have to pick one.
Wait, what was Mandy? No.
Mandy Moore's in This Is Us now, but she was Candy. I think you're gonna say Jay Simps.
Who?
Jessica Simpson.
No.
I think really? We're alone.
Wait, is that
now.
Ashley's sister?
No, the one his. Brittany.
Brittany
sure.
Spears.
If I had to pick from those four.
Oops, now.
She's from Georgia?
Is she from Georgia?
I think so.
I don't know that.
Oh, I don't know. I used to know.
I don't know. She's pretty white trash.
I don't know a lot of things.
She's from the South for sure.
Yeah. She would like walk around naked in front of her family.
What?
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, that's a South thing.
It's a Southern thing.
No, it's not. Jackie Byrne, do you have Sorry. Wait, what happened?
You're so mean.
I'm not mean. No.
Well, fuck yourself, Patty. No, I'm just
yes.
Wow, it took her two episodes to do that. You just beat the record.
I brought you rosé, and this is how you pay me?
It's ridiculous. My wife housed that rosé.
She
I got
needs
two
it.
Sips.
She lives with you. Are you
know,
kidding? Come
and
on.
I'm the worst.
She's a single mother of three.
Don't worry, she's almost home, though.
What? Oh, no, please don't leave me here. It's too far from anything. There's no Target. Jackie Byrne.
Yes.
Do you have crushes, celebrity
sure.
crushes?
Of course.
Should Jackie go last because she's going to give us the men on this one?
Yeah, maybe
that's
you should do
girls.
That's
what I was trying to figure out if we wanted to. Okay.
Yeah, because I do like her
good.
And Danny like picking
judging.
And choosing whether or not okay. we have good choices in women. Because I feel
I
solid
do
right now.
That you
okay.
should feel solid.
Neither of them shit on me for
oh,
that.
Yeah, no, you did pretty well.
I thought you did good.
Now, here comes the part where when Rich puts his list out, we have to end the podcast and all go home. And
no, I think
someone's going to storm off.
I was going to say, Danny's going to take a walk, I think.
Look
all blondes?
Look at this, number three on my list. It's Danny McDonald. How weird.
Right,
and number
so
four.
Crazy.
And number five. Whoa.
All my celebrities.
Yeah, right.
What's so funny, and she could tell you, we'll watch a show, and it's an old show, and I'll be like, oh, I had such a crush on her as a kid. Next day, I'll be like, oh, I had such a crush on her as a kid. And by the end, she's just like, did you have a crush on every single person on TV? I'm like, yes.
You went to an all-boys high school. Of course he did.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
The weirdest thing, though, is in Rich's mind, they all had crushes on him, too. Yeah.
Well, if they knew him, they would have.
That's the thing with him. You don't even need to know him
you
to
don't.
Have a crush
yeah,
on him.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I've legit thought in my life, I'm like, if I ever meet her, I could win her. Like, under certain celebrities. And then
you
I got married
Danny,
and fell in love.
Danny goes, this is very true.
This is a long time ago, my sweet love. Long time ago. A whole lifetime.
Before Danny, BD.
So, I'll let Danny answer my number one.
Oh, do you want to go? No.
My number one.
Oh, we're doing newlywed game now.
Well,
all right.
Nah. Let's.
You know my number one.
No, you can't do that. No, no.
Do you
want
to?
You know who this is? My number one crush from when I was a kid.
I know who it is, but I don't know her name.
Hang on. Maybe I can ask questions.
Ooh, 20 questions.
I know who it is, but I don't know her name.
Was she
question
on a sitcom?
One is a female.
Oh my God, you're the best. Yeah,
no.
Female.
Not
well, female.
Sitcom.
Yes.
Okay.
Not a sitcom.
Movie.
That I know.
No, she was on a Heather Locklear.
No.
No.
That was a good
You're
one.
Out.
Oh.
No, then no.
That was a good try.
Is it Tootie from The Facts of Life?
No.
What movie was she in?
Well, that'll give it away pretty quick.
Oh, really?
What
so she's
it?
Like a
what?
Okay.
Oh,
on.
Never mind. Fast Times
she's
at Ridgemont
like an
High.
80s movie.
Oh, Phoebe Kate.
Oh, that's a good one.
She's on my list, but not with the
number
okay,
one. I was going to say, I remember you telling me that you loved
Phoebe
her.
Phoebe Kate.
Yeah. I remember that.
For all who know, it's the greatest scene in cinema history.
I would have thought that was Phoebe Cates. Isn't that her?
That is her,
no,
but that's not the one
no,
I was
no,
thinking
no,
of.
Okay, she's okay. on the list. She's not number one.
Okay, okay, okay.
From what movie? Oh.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Am I out?
Go ahead.
Smurfette.
Son of a...
Thin Blue Line.
what the hell is wrong with you?
Oh, my gosh.
Man, bump, you win. Think, that's it.
Think 80s.
Think 80s movie?
It's definitely
think
an 80s movie, girl.
Think something that recently has popped up in... on YouTube.
Okay.
Like a retake on the movie.
Mmm. That's what good.
You guys are being esoteric as shit.
Yeah.
Can I tell you what she's doing? It's from The Karate Kid. But I don't know who I don't know what the girl is.
I got her. All right. I know it. I got it dead to rights. She just barely missed the cut on mine. Miss Elizabeth Shue.
Elizabeth yeah. Shue, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, very good.
More like Elizabeth who? I'm just kidding.
Leaving Las Vegas,
I just,
Natty.
I was going to say Leaving Las Vegas.
That's, yeah. I feel like that's where I have my shot.
Leaving Las Vegas. Allie with an I was my major crush as a kid.
Gotcha.
Wait,
right?
Is that what her
that's
name?
That's her name in the movie.
Oh, okay.
Natty's never seen Karate Kid.
I've
that's
seen
what
it. I just don't remember
I don't
things.
Remember her either, to be honest with you. And I know her from other things.
So far we got Phoebe Cates. Elizabeth Shue was my number one.
Okay.
But the first crush I ever had goes back even further.
Ooh.
To another thing I love. It was the girl who played Batgirl in the Batman TV series.
She had red hair, didn't she?
Yes.
I don't remember her name, though.
I don't know her name, actress name. I'd have to look it up. But her wearing the Batgirl costume made me feel... all tingly inside.
So that's like that's my Elle McPherson thing. It was a pre-sexual thing where you didn't understand. You knew you liked it, but you didn't know why you liked it.
I just got excited when the Batgirl motorcycle came through the opening sequence in the TV series.
Yep.
And I knew it was going to be a
are
show I liked.
I just looked it up. It's,
oh, you did? Who is it?
Eartha Kitt.
Oh.
No, that's Catwoman.
I'm
like, what?
Just kidding. Wow. Yeah, you're looking her up?
I'm trying to.
Well, it's a race. Who's going to get it first?
I'm sure you will.
I was on a
awful.
Different search, actually, because, Rich, have you ever seen the movie Palmetto with Elizabeth Shue?
Yes.
I was in fourth grade when that came out, and I didn't know what it was, but I knew I loved it.
Yeah.
Okay? Her and Gina Gershon are in that movie. I'll put it that way.
Anything with Gina is a good movie.
Well, not for nothing.
For young boys.
Yes. And Elizabeth
Shue. Not for plot or movie-wise.
So, Elizabeth Shue, Batgirl, Phoebe Cates. You got two more to round us out here in the top five. Richie, what do you got?
Richie, this one, though? This is who you're talking about?
Oh, no, yes.
Is that her?
Don't Ooh. Show my wife, please.
Okay,
she's
sorry.
Right there.
I just don't know who it is, though. Oh, Yvonne Craig.
Yeah.
Ooh, Yvonne.
Say it slower.
Quite the name.
Yvonne. Oh.
Do you say the Y? I feel like you don't.
No, I wouldn't
say
No, Yvonne.
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 Okay, cool. My other two, we'll go through. Miss Valerie Bertinelli.
Oh,
okay,
we talked
cute.
About her on one show.
She was adorable. And my last one, I'm not sure if you guys are going to know her by name, but she was also an 80s movie star. Carrie Green. You'll know her from Goonies. Lucas.
You got some all-American
Summer
boy
Rental.
Stuff going
yeah,
on
I know,
over
he
here,
really
buddy.
Does.
She was the redheaded girl in Goonies. You ever see Goonies, Jack?
I don't like Goonies, so I didn't
right,
make it past like the first
don't make
five
it
minutes
so pissed.
Goonies.
Don't get so pissy. Yeah.
Not bad, buddy.
Those aren't good pictures. Those aren't good pictures.
No, you have a very wholesome top five. That's good.
And she was in Summer Rental with Mr. John Candy.
Oh, Summer Rental. Good stuff.
She was also two of my top... No, that's Carrie Russell.
It says, where's Carrie Green now?
Jesus
no, no,
Christ.
No, that's Carrie Russell.
That's Carrie
that's
Russell,
the girl from Felicity.
That's right, right, exactly.
All right.
Two of my top five were born and raised in New Jersey.
Interesting.
Oh.
Homegrown.
Wait. She's from the Addams Family. Values. Yeah. She's from Montclair. I just found that out.
She lived in West Orange for a while.
Did she really?
As an adult, yeah.
Hobbita, hobbita, hobbita.
Who? Which one?
Who is?
She played
Chris.
Yes.
Yeah.
Richie.
We just found that out like
That's
yesterday,
fun.
Right? Random.
She lived That's in one of the apartments above Oak Barrel. In that row
no.
of apartments.
Yeah. Really?
True story.
That's
so,
true?
So I found out when she was in Adam's Family, or even before that, she was in another movie, but she was like in high school. Like she stayed in.
Well, she was like a kid actor.
Yeah,
like,
but
she
was still
Casper
at Montclair High
stuff.
School. Like she
oh,
was
that's so
like,
crazy.
She maintained her roots before giving it up for West Orange, I suppose.
Did you guys know Kevin Garifo's from West Orange?
Wait, the prince?
Yeah.
He is the prince of West Orange.
I've heard that.
Now, the next gentleman on our panel is going to tell us his list.
Wait, was that your last two?
Yeah, I said five.
Yeah, he did it.
Oh, okay.
We went out of order with him.
But I also thought today, I'm like, what would Natty's crushes be as a kid? So we came up with some good ones.
Oh, no.
I was thinking...
My wife is right there.
Mrs. The Cleaver from Leave it to Beaver.
Understood.
Alice from the Brady Bunch.
Hold on. I'm not going to let
Alice
you know...
Alice from the Brady
no,
Bunch.
I'm not going to let you no-sell the laugh that Jackie Byrne just gave you. Ha, ha, ha. That was the most soundboard laugh. I loved it.
Snuffleupagus.
I'm here for you.
I was going to say Legal Eagle, but all right. I understand.
Who's Legal Eagle?
Yeah.
Deborah Winger? I don't know who that
don't
is.
Don't talk back to your wife.
She
okay?
is. That wasn't a talk back. That was a question.
Bump. We're derailing you here.
All right, go.
Did you have more on the fan? Because I want to see if Rich got any of them right.
Yeah. What
I
else
know
did you
he
say?
Didn't.
Snuffleupagus.
Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh.
I think that was it. Alice. From the show Alice.
I'm putting money on Barbara Eden. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Patty Duke.
Patty Duke.
Yeah.
Wait, so you guys really had a conversation about this?
Really okay.
I would die if it was Ann B.
By
Davis
the way, Barbara
from the Brady
Eden was
Bunch,
hot.
Though. That would really make me laugh.
Is Patty Duke who played Helen Keller in The
yes.
Miracle Worker?
Yeah, of course.
Is that what?
She was a cousin. She was an identical cousin. Yeah. And you'll find they walk alike, they talk alike.
Oh, you
at
also
times.
Said Flying Nun. That yes. he probably had a crush
oh,
on the Flying
the
Nun.
I can
Nun.
See that for Sally Field. Sally Field.
Oh, yeah, that's I'm fine wrong. With that. I'm fine with that because I only had four.
For those
Sally
who
Field got more beautiful as she got older.
I think she is beautiful.
Her and she's Diane Lane, right? The two of them.
Diane Lane spits God. In the face.
Wait,
of
and yeah, who's from a...
Diane Lane's super hot.
Daryl Hannah?
No, she was...
Daryl Hannah just got married to someone, by the way.
Ugh,
is anyone else here?
She's the worst.
Neil Young, right.
That's awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
My wife.
It's good when two lesbians find each other, you know what I mean?
She was the Aunt May in the latest Spider-Man. I figured you would like her.
Oh, Marissa Tomei.
Yeah.
Oh, Marissa
yeah.
Tomei.
I feel like she gets
too.
More beautiful
she
than
you. 1,000%. She's
for like the last,
gorgeous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Yes. So that's one of yours?
No, but I yeah. thought about you when you were talking your list.
Before you give your list, though, we either. Should explain, guys, people who listen to the podcast that don't really know the intricacies of the group here, Natty's about 40 to 50 years older than everyone else on the show. So when he talks about silent film stars, you know, the vaudevillian, you know,
Judy Garland.
Dames of their days.
He's like, two of the
He's
going to
say Clara Bow, and we're all going to have to be like we know.
No.
He had a crush on two of the three Andrew sisters.
Yeah, right, exactly.
That Houdini's wife was a handsome woman.
It's weird that you guys all got to go through your list with no problems, and I'm getting all the guff.
I know.
No. We're
that's
just
why
making
it's fun.
Fun of them. Don't worry.
And
it's
your
fun.
Wife's here, so it's
there's
extra fun.
Here.
There's tension.
No, this
there's
is great.
Tension. There's nothing uncomfortable.
No, I'm excited. I'm curious to know.
She knows my main one, which I'm going to hold for the end.
All right, hold the last one.
But then the other three, I think, you know, two of them at least will fall in your wheelhouse,
all
I
right.
feel like. And this one was kind of an outlier, but Winona Ryder.
I
used
ooh.
To have
yeah.
a super... Like from Heathers yeah. and stuff like that.
I can see KP liking her.
Yeah.
Ooh. I can't believe I missed that one now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. But like I think Christina Ricci and her are kind of
similar
vein.
But Winona's cuter.
Yeah. I feel like Winona's cuter. Ricci has bigger eyes.
Have you watched Stranger Things?
Yes.
To see how she looks now?
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, she's. Ooh,
but I think she's psycho in real life.
Definitely is psycho.
I'm fine with that too. No, I'm just kidding. No.
There goes our audience.
I was pointing at Danny. So this one I think is easy. But these are two from sitcoms. Nicole Eggert.
Oh, from Charles in Charge. Charge. Yes.
Yeah.
That would have been on Carney's too.
Yeah.
I think. You know, Carney.
Yeah.
After, by the way, we should guess Carney and Garifo's after you're done too. By the way,
all
I think
right.
that would be fun. Nicole Eggert. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No. Yeah.
You well done.
Great
that
choice.
Was a great choice.
I remember.
I was almost going to say her.
Just like watching TV and just being like that. She's
And she was on a lot of things.
Did you
too.
See the
she's
movie
on
Blown Away?
And stuff.
No. I don't think. No. I'm gonna go with the no.
It was her and Corey Haim.
Really?
And it's as close to like softcore porn as you can get.
Oh, then I did. No. Which is weird because number three on my list was Corey Haim. So how did that work out? Holy cow. No.
Corey Haim or Corey Feldman? Who would you do, KP?
That's, it's not now or then.
That's an impossible choice, right? Who's with me?
So sad.
Alyssa Milano.
Oh, yeah. Who's okay. the boss? Well done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She is.
Yeah.
Mona was the boss.
Yeah.
Oh, Mona.
Mona was on my list.
Mona's great.
And if we did...
She looks beautiful now, too, though.
Does she
really?
Yeah,
Alyssa.
Yeah, she looks great.
No, Alyssa looks great. Alyssa,
you meant Mona.
Mona's dead, for
Mona,
sure.
Mona, R.I.P. Mona's hot as... I know we're not going to do his, but if Lucidi was here, it would just be all the Golden Girls. Which just
I would do Blanche.
Okay, and then my number one, With a Bullet, bar none, I hear the song come on the radio still, and I get quivers, is Olivia Newton-John.
We were talking about her yesterday.
Yeah, she was gorgeous.
Which song does it? Which song does it?
I got chills and multiplying, and I'm losing control. No, not that one, though. You're the one that I want. Is that
the other
one?
Yeah, that's the other one though,
yeah.
that I want.
But
what
she,
was the other one that
she
we
does.
Tell me about it, stud.
Stop it.
But what about
it's
her, like, her other songs? Did you follow, like, the rest of her career?
Oh, no, Let's Get Physical. Yeah. And, all that. I mean, that's as far as
I
went.
What about Xanadu? Wasn't Xanadu?
No, that song.
Yeah.
That song makes me weep openly. Because I feel like I never had
Poor
the shot
thing,
that I
you know?
Deserved. Xanadu.
I'm picturing
now
you now, Bump. It's,
here.
It's good.
Now it makes
I sense. I better shape up.
No,
Xanadu
with the especially. Shut up, all of you. Jackie Byrne, Mean Girl. You just
Sweet.
Made KP snort beer through his nose.
Sweet.
KP brings out like my mean side.
No, I think you're lashing out at me because it's the last episode.
You're welcome, KP. Okay.
Here's the weird thing with Olivia Newton-John is in Greece she has the kind of straight-laced version of her, and then she has the other version of her.
Yeah.
When she smartens up and changes to catch the guy.
Yeah. I'm fine with the poodle skirt one of her.
I agree, girls. The poodle skirt version.
Yeah. Either one.
See, I like the poodle skirt better.
Win-win.
Yeah, it's yes.
Win-win
KP so, likes the chain smoking.
Of course,
leather pants. She was a smoke
show. So Bump, what you're saying is you want a freak in the sheets, saint in the streets. That's what you're saying, right?
I don't know what
you know what that means.
I'm trying to figure out what word.
And I'm looking at your wife, and I'm like, I feel like you might have it.
What is? She does not want to be referenced. Now you're gonna make her leave. Me.
No,
no,
I'm not
I mean,
gonna
yeah.
make her leave.
No, seriously, Cherie, any plugs? You have any plugs?
Cherie, are you at the tank on the 18th too?
When are you hosting Tierney's?
Sorry, that was for KP. Natty, I love you. I'm sorry.
This is a blast.
This is the last time Jackie's on the Dumb Fellas. So you know that, right?
It's going to be
weird.
It's
the last time we tell our wives exactly what
right,
we're
right, right, right.
It's going to be weird when Jackie's audio just mysteriously drops out of the episode during editing. Oh, we lost it. It's on
that,
the floor.
You have a wholesome top five, though. Seriously, I think we all probably have. Now, the most.
We didn't hear the women yet.
I'm very fascinated to hear what, because Jackie Byrne's going to tell us something about herself without knowing it now. So she's on the hot seat.
Ed Asner.
I'm pretty basic, though. I mean, like, mine are pretty straightforward, I
Yeah, but
like.
All, we all had that. There's the All-American Girl thing, and the two you wound up with All-American Girls, and I had an All-American Girl killed. You know, my stuff didn't work out. But I think we followed her on that. Now, Jackie Byrne's going to tell us, because we know Jackie's husband.
Yes.
I was kidding.
We know him well.
Oh, you know him very well.
You know,
now,
you
he's
do.
A great. Does he know any of your top five?
Yeah, I would feel like he knows.
I'm
going childhood. He also knows my current celebrity crushes.
All right, you have our attention, Jackie.
Keep me out of it.
Well, so ironically, just to piggy, this was like a perfect segue, Natty.
Oh!
Because my favorite movie of all time is Grease. So my first childhood crush was Danny Zuko.
Really?
Yes, big time. Big time. Leather jacket, love to dance, done and done.
Secretly gay, got it.
Well, I mean, I said Danny Zuko, I didn't say John Travolta. See, because it was just Danny being.
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
Jackie,
why?
I feel like we're finding out some stuff about.
Well,
each other
I know. I feel like that's like not that so crazy.
Just Grease, Travolta, or like Saturday Night Fever, Travolta.
No, just Grease.
Or
I'm
Face
just,
Off.
I'm no, scared. Not even close. No, literally just, just Danny Zuko himself.
I understand.
All right. Grease, Lightning, all of it. Don't tell me Kanicki. It's not the same. Like, I knew Kanicki was going to die of drugs. Do you know what I mean? Like, I wanted Danny Zuko.
Yeah.
What about Barbarino, though?
No.
Barbarino
didn't
do it?
Who knows who the rubber
I really feel like Barbarino was... Oh, never mind. You're right. I'm going to shut up.
What about...
What were you going to say? He's like...
Same person?
Like, well, Barbarino and Zuko had some similar qualities.
Ish.
By the way, I'm sorry. Jackie just touched my arm and then had to wipe it off because I'm sweating so much.
No, but I'm sweaty too, so that's why. I didn't know if it was you or me, to be honest.
Well, let's
you,
keep
so.
The heat up here. All right, we got one off the list for
okay,
sweet Jackie
so
Byrne.
Danny Zuko's up there for me. I have a really strong obsession with the Olympics. Don't ask. literally, it's bad. So I had a huge crush.
You can't call him Bruce, by the way. You gotta
call
him.
No. It's
this
not
is going to get real.
No, no, no. I had a thing for Apollo Anton Ono.
Wait, really?
Oh,
the
no.
Asian speed skater. See. And I literally had a wall. What do you need over there?
I want him to move his phone.
Oh, okay. I had
just off the
what do you need?
We're getting feedback. Nothing.
Oh, okay,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to derail.
No, no, no. It's fine.
No, away from the wires. Is
normally, the only feedback we get is from Darren Patterson. See.
Oh, I love Darren Patterson.
So wait, what was your next one? I missed it. Oh, Ono.
No. Yeah.
Apollo Ono. He's a speed skater.
A short Asian man with like thick legs and had a soul patch. So I feel like I got like two of that in my husband. Yeah, all right. I got closer to there. I had a really big thing for Jason Biggs in American Pie.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I like that nerdy, like maybe Jewish look.
Hey, Jackie, how you doing? What's going on?
What is that? That's three. Conan O'Brien. I had a weird thing
what
for.
What is happening right now?
I know. I have a lot of issues.
I feel like this
I'm
is
like
it's a good spectrum. Though.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
I have a little
definitely
wide range.
On the spectrum with this.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm on the spectrum for a lot of things. And then my fifth celebrity crush is Larry Burke, and that's all that I have to say about anything. Can't wait to be on the podcast, KP. No idea.
You know what my
you
know what my father did to her one time at Tierney's? Because I jokingly told Jack, I was like, "Oh, you know, my mom's down in Virginia with her niece, right?"
Oh God.
And my dad comes up to Jackie and just puts his arm around her. And to say, like, great job, and, like, kind of pulls her in, like, and pulls her in tight, like, to his shoulder, you know, to his chest and everything.
It was beautiful.
And he goes, wow, you fit nice in there.
That's what he said! I swear to you, that's what he said to me. And I was like, you know, I have, like, a strange relationship with my dad. So I was like, oh, daddy issues, so much love.
Jackie, I don't want to completely wreck your dream or burst your bubble.
What?
But he did the same thing to me.
Don't you dare say that. I don't believe that.
No.
I don't believe that.
None of it's
But
true.
Your mom's a good sport because I, like, flat out say to your mom all the time, like, just well, whenever you get sick,
Larry's
let me know,
a dilf.
You know?
Everyone knows that.
He is. Look, I'm getting
you? Oh, you're really
breathe, Jack.
Breathe.
Wow.
He does something to me. It's no big deal. It's natural.
You were sweating before. Now you're spitzing.
No, I'm really sweating.
Yeah.
Because he's so sweet.
You got to watch him play bagpipes on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, stop it.
He wears his kilt and everything. It's pretty great.
I'll be pregnant. I promise
Now, there's only one more person at the table who has not mentioned childhood celebrity crush.
Guys.
Come on, Danny.
Not Pig. You know, of course.
Something about that Kermit.
Something about what? He's a what? Huh?
Mine are really weird.
Well, Danny's Spanish, too, so we're going to get a lot of Telemundo references. They're going to go over
here. The five members of Menudo.
Enrique Iglesias.
Victor del Toro de Senores.
Surprisingly, I did not like any Spanish men.
I'm not surprised.
Okay. I don't blame you.
I think my first crush was, who is that guy from the Monkees? Davey.
Well, there's a few of them. David Jones.
Yes.
He's adorable.
My first crush. So.
Grifo's too, actually.
I know.
I'm very
sincere. I was going to jump on
that.
He
likes Mickey.
That's Mickey Dolenz?
So, yeah. So he, like, when I saw him playing, and I would, like, memorize all of the song. So, yeah. After that, celebrity, let me see, Christian Slater.
Obviously. Oh, yeah. Good one. That's a good
Wait,
one.
From,
Pump It Up.
From Pump Up the Volume?
Pump Up the Volume,
Or
yep.
from Young Guns.
Oh, Young Guns 2
first.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
She makes me laugh
like,
every time I talk to you.
All right. Yeah. I corrected her with Pump Up the Volume, so it was a little tit for tat. We're fine. We're going back and forth.
So Christian Slater. And then I had a crush on the guy from... what was that movie? Babysitter.
Oh,
babysitter.
No.
What was that?
Don't tell mom the babysitter's dead.
Exactly.
Oh, which one? Oh, the guy, the delivery guy?
The delivery guy.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. What's his
it makes
name?
Total
It'll come
sense.
To me. Wait, hold on.
Does he look like someone at this table?
No, he does look like you, but wait a minute. What's his real name? Because he was the
Josh.
One that... Josh Charles.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
1,000%.
Wait, what? I've never heard of a Josh Charles.
No, you've
Charles.
Seen him. He's, like, always around.
Yeah, he bounced through a couple. He was in the movie SWAT.
I haven't seen
too
it.
Too violent for you.
He was on what was he on? The Good Life, I think he
Sports
was on.
Night.
Yeah, on Good Wife.
I love Sports
Any PG
Night.
Movies that we could reference? Or no.
Don't Tell Mama the Babysitter's Dead is a great,
Isn't that an awesome movie?
Yeah.
Applegate missed
super,
the top five
Yeah,
for me.
I believe that.
I think for everyone.
Yes.
Yeah.
On my list, too.
Wait, who?
Christina Applegate?
Funny.
Al Bundy's daughter on...
Married with Children.
No.
Please, Natty.
No, come on. She was pretty cute.
So she's cute, yes, but she's not on my list.
All right, fine.
But you know who she is.
I know she is
She wasn't
now.
Wholesome enough
I got
for
confused.
Natty. No.
But in that movie, she was adorable.
Oh, in that movie, she was so, she couldn't have been cuter.
Natty likes whoever the Reverend Jim Baker tells him to. I feel like that's the thing.
Guys, drink your Kool-Aid tonight. Don't forget. That was a different one, I think.
I want to watch that movie now. Okay, very good.
Very good. Yeah.
All right.
And so the other one was Keanu Reeves, but Ted.
When he was Bill and Ted.
When he was Bill and Ted.
Not Speed.
No.
Not Matrix.
No, not Matrix. Oh, definitely not Matrix.
And he would. They just said that he and Winona Ryder got like engaged on some 90s movie. Yeah,
no, they
right?
definitely
you
did.
With me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were married, right? That's what I mean. Sorry.
You know who else she was married to?
Who?
Johnny Depp.
Yes. He had the tattoo.
Did they get married or did they just date?
They didn't. He had the tattoo of her, right? Why Not Forever
Why
or something
forever?
Like that?
Yes. Yes.
I'm with you.
And my last one, but number one, of course.
Joe
Big
Barney?
Rich in Jersey.
You're off the podcast.
Oh, my God. Wasn't he on The View once?
You might have seen him on Local Access
Television. I was just
going to
say, you're going to see him
September
on Local 10. Access Television.
I don't know how that's going
to
work
September
with all the cursing.
So let's do a quick rundown of quick rundown of Garifo. It'd be the St. Pauli girl.
Spuds McKenzie.
The chick from the Doritos ads back in the day that Nick Lachey used to date.
Oh, Allie Landry?
Yeah. There it is, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I know my celebrities, you guys. I'm
and,
sorry.
And seven.
Stephanie McMahon?
Yeah.
I can see that.
No, I didn't say Stephanie McMahon did things to me as a kid. That was my coming of age, was
so
around the time
four.
She was
who's
blossoming.
Who's his
nine
one?
Of his top ten would be WWE
stars.
Divas, yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
And then his number one, Candace Eisenberg.
We need to bleep that out in post
no,
edit.
We don't.
Post production.
You don't have to bleep
be,
that out.
38
do you?
Minutes. No, because it's not true. We all know it's not true.
First of all, here's
and
why we know
beautiful.
It's true. This is a real
angel.
Thing that happened. They asked me to. I won't say what comic that Kevin likes that we're friendly with. I reached out to that comic to see if they would call up for the Shining Wizards episode for Kevin's birthday. They were putting together a dream team of call-ins for Kevin, right? And they do a nice job over there with their thing. You know, it's kind of cool how they all support each other. But anyway,
that was a dig at you.
The comic,
too subtle dig.
The comic would not. He didn't respond to me in time. So instead, I said, "Well, let's reach out to Kevin's real favorite comic. You know, who her name was mentioned, and she agreed to call into the show. And as soon as I'm listening to the episode live, and Kevin's sitting there, go, "Hey, Kevin, we have a comedian calling and wants to talk to you real quick." And they go ahead. And they say, it's your favorite comedian, Kevin. You ready? And he's thinking in his head it's like Mark Normand or Joe List or somebody like that. And as soon as he goes, "Hey, Kevin, what's up? It's Candace." And you just hear Kevin go, who told you? Who told you? And he texts me immediately. He just goes, "Fuck you," in a text message. But she plays with it. She knows the deal. You know what I mean? Kevin. What Kevin does to sidestep it, which is pretty funny, is Kevin says, "Oh, she knows I used to have a real big crush on her." Yep, but she's married and everything, right? So that's Kevin's way of distancing himself from that, but absolutely, that's
you
his number one with a bullet.
Speaking of distancing him, that this he's never going to be on this show again.
No.
Guys.
The awkward moment you guys think we're creating right now has already been lived through with much more intensity.
Okay.
It was funny.
Rich knows because I was very proud. It was Rich's idea to get Candace on, by the way.
Very nice. Now you're throwing Rich under the bus.
Nope, this was a conspiracy.
Was it my idea? Or are you like, wouldn't it be funny if we, and I said, definitely do it.
Well, I take that. I like to give credit, Howard.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Definitely do it.
But, so what about Carney's top five,
I was just
though?
Trying to think of who Carney would be.
Lucille Ball.
Bette Midler.
The lion from The Wizard of Oz. Put him on.
A picture, by the way, picture Joe dating Helen Keller, and when she says water for the first time, he goes, "That's enough out of you."
Why are you trying to talk over me? I'm here. all right, Jackie Byrne, give me some plugs. This one's coming out on September the 13th, I think, is
okay,
what we determined.
Give me a second, my phone. Someone else go first. Let me load up my
it's
phone.
It's not a problem. All I can.
Thank you, thank
KP's
you.
At Uncle Vinny's from Wednesday to Saturday. whatever week you listen to this show, open it for some national star.
And
any questions?
Not for that. I do have my real one, so because
okay,
this one's coming out real quick, I do want to plug 21st and 22nd, four shows, Bud Lake Comedy Shop.
Sweet.
I'm opening for the legend, Dom Irrera. Very
That's
excited about it, man.
Amazing.
Yeah, he's not on the East Coast often, so please come to this one if you hear it. There's four shows, two Friday, two Saturday. Figure it out. I'm going to get drunk in the hotel room on Friday night.
So
So September 16th, unless Rich cuts me off again, I am at Tierney's Tavern, where I love to be on a Sunday night, and you should be there too. September 18th, I'm at the Tank in New York City. It's part of the Armory for the Survivor show, and that is a improv sketch and comedy show. Then September 19th, I am hosting for the beautiful McDonald and Carney at the Brown Bear Pub in West Orange, New Jersey. September 20th, Levity Live.
By the way, Natty, I wanted you to get through all those plugs. Your wife shook her head no through all those.
Every single one.
September 19th.
Yeah. Lineups are tentative to change, guys. All right, want everybody to know that.
My anniversary is on September 17th.
Is it?
There is no show there.
So cute.
Yeah. Luckiest woman in the world.
She is. Natty's the best. Okay, I'm sorry. So when is this pull up? 21st?
The 13th.
Oh, the 13th. Okay, so no, the 14th and 14th, I'm at Molly Maguire's. The 15th, I'm at Bound Brook Moose Lodge. The 21st, I have a fundraiser in Cranford. Don't ask me where. I don't know. The 22nd, I'm in a house.
Of course you are.
Yeah, I'm in someone's house.
No, it sounds safe.
Yeah, it's going to work out well.
Are any of you free? Yeah, exactly. 27th, I'm at Tap House. And the 29th, I'm at a firehouse in Tom's River. Killing it.
I got some shows coming up, guys. Can't wait to see you there.
Awesome. We're going to check your website.
September 19th, Brown Bear Pub, West Orange. Woo! You'll see McDonald and Carney, Natty hosting, Kevin Garifo, maybe doing a spot because it's his
lineup.
Show. September 27th, McDonald and Carney are at Tap House 15.
Oh, I'm
going to
be there, too.
Oh, I'm there, too.
I'm there, too.
Are we all on
it? I think we're all on that.
I forgot about that one.
Scott really wants to be on the show, doesn't he?
Dumb fellas presents verbal shenanigans.
I want to give it up to Mr. Michael Berlew for being...
Mike.
Yep, for he throws our podcast around, and I appreciate the heck out of it.
And even more important, he got married.
Yeah, congrats,
congratulations,
Mike.
And
yes.
Bought a house.
He got married, bought a house. Wonderful, amazing woman. I'm glad they met each other.
Yeah, I love Izzy, me too.
Yeah,
yay!
Man, she's good people.
Good job, everybody. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank Jackie Byrne for being our first and second guest on the show, and Miss Danny McDonald for being our third guest on the show.
Thank you.
And Natty's wife will remain nameless.
Yes.
To protect her identity.
Thank you, guys.
So you guys have been really good listening to us. I just wanted to thank everybody. just listen. You know, we're going to go live every week on delay, probably about 8-day delay. But just the fact that we have listeners like you guys to tune in every week, you know, give your heart and your souls to dumb fellas and what all we do.
Well, you're not supposed to say that name.
And then...
I was lying. Yeah.
No.
The Dumbfellas Podcast is a production of Garden State Comedy. Find us on Twitter at DumbfellasPod or on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Dumbfellas. The Dumbfellas are Big Rich from Jersey at MCD_Carney, KP Burke at KP Burke Sucks, Natty Bumper Car at Natty Bumper Car, Kevin Joseph Garifo at Kevin Garifo, and Joe Carney at Dumb Kid Joe. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to like, rate, subscribe, and share.